Okay, everyone, good morning and a very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live for Wednesday, the 9th of July, which is the postponement of reciprocal tariff. The 90-day pause has now ended. Now we've got this extension to the 1st of April. So letters apparently have gone out to all those negotiating partners to explain to them that the tariff is about to change on the 1st of August. Now, it's basically kicking the can down the road, and that just continues to feed into that kind of broad-based uncertainty. You know, the Fed, as a result, won't really have the data necessary to probably make a decision on some of the things it's expecting to make a decision on, which is effectively cutting rates. So, and there's an expectation that we could get more of a broad-based increase in tariff from maybe like 10% currently to maybe on average about 20%, maybe 25%, which you'd have to say it's a tax on products into the US, and it's likely to push prices higher. However, we are experiencing some analysts suggesting that it might not have such a big impact on inflation. So we've got inflation numbers due next week. We'll see where things are at. It's still probably a little bit early, especially with the fact that a 10% broad-based tariff can be absorbed in a variety of different ways. Maybe we've yet to see the actual price increase feed through the broad-based economy, and we'll see how these things end up playing out. As you know, the whole idea of this session every morning is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So, good morning, everyone. Welcome. So let's get into it. We'll start, of course, with our risk warning. And all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. We've got a very sort of US-centric view of markets at the moment. That's where a lot of the more significant price action exists for now. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? How do we manage each trade along with trading psychology? All very important features, of course. And we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms. And we're strong advocates, as you know, of us being kind of consistent no matter what's happening. We look for certain opportunities in certain ways, normally around support resistance, accuracy with the levels we use, and of course, discipline and patience are very useful skills to learn. We're in a number of trades which are performing well, but they're all in a little bit of profit, but we've yet to kind of achieve our profit targets in those trades. So we're needing to be quite patient for now. Okay, so let's start then with any market moving news. And today now, Wednesday, July the 9th, we were probably anticipating that today might be a little bit more of a volatile day. But since the weekend, or was it Friday, I think, we started to hear, you know, rumors about the 1st of August, that would be implementation day. So it's just this continuing sort of rolling fiasco. And all it does is it leans into that level of uncertainty. We saw the RBNZ overnight hold rates at 3.25, very much in line with expectations, considering the RBA yesterday held rates at 3.85. So broad-based nervousness and concern perhaps around sort of financial conditions and financial market conditions. Chinese inflation on the producer prices, they are continuing to fall. And they've been in that little phase now for a couple of years. However, consumer prices, a little bit more erratic up and down. This is slightly more positive than the previous numbers that we've had. So not having such a massive impact. So a lot of this producer prices seems to be somewhat absorbed from the consumer in China. Okay, so today there's, I suppose, three interesting things. We've got crude oil inventories coming in slightly weaker. We've got the 10-year bond auction. We'll see how that plays out. If you get some volatility around 6 p.m. today, it might be linked to, this is a 10-year bond auction. It's perhaps not a bad time to bring in the 10-year treasury bond yield. So this is 10-year. So 4.4 is where we're at. So it's creeping higher, as you can see, off the lows just a week ago, around 4.2. There was a bit of softening kind of support in the equity rally. Now we're getting a bit of an upside move in here. We'd expect it to have the opposite effect, and we'd expect probably the dollar to strengthen slightly, which is where we're positioned, and we'd probably still expect the indices to just pause. Well, they're clearly pausing, but with a little bit more downside is kind of where we're at this point in proceedings. With the FOMC meeting minutes as well, so we get to hear what they say and how they say it. And we kind of understand and know the backdrop, really, in terms of how these things are likely to play out. So sorry, bear with me there 1 second, guys. Apologies. Right. Sorry about that. Okay. So yeah, you know, we were talking about July the 9th as being quite potentially a significant date, and it's pretty flat, you'd have to say. So that's pretty much where we're at today. We got the UK Financial Stability Report. FPC. Okay, Financial Policy Committee. We take note of the Monetary Policy Committee, but this is the Financial Policy Committee. Okay. So we get that little update this morning, or we get a little bit of analysis around that particular update. Okay, so really not the explosive kind of markets that we were anticipating probably just a week ago. So nothing really changes for us, really, as far as trade plans concerned. And this is why patience is important, because it's very easy to get quite annoyed and frustrated with this type of price action, where, of course, we're not really moving higher and we're not particularly moving lower. So let me just cover the main points, technically speaking, with these markets. We'll just have a look at those support and resistance levels. Sorry, I'm just waiting for my pen to just appear, if possible. So we did make a little bit of progress yesterday with the euro dollar and the pound dollar. We're looking for just a little bit more downside. It didn't really arrive. And yesterday we were kind of waiting for prices to pull back and then to get another leg to the downside. And we're still in that type of zone. We've had a much, much weaker move in markets like gold. Gold has really been selling off quite aggressively. So the bias is still very much to the downside for the S&P and the NASDAQ. Yesterday we had that sort of strong pullback and we got that additional leg. Now we're sort of quite close to a bit of a structural failure trade again. We're in that sort of pullback phase for the pound dollar. So our expectation is still for a little bit of, I mean, we're quite surprised we're getting such a bit of a flat response, but we've still got this risk off market dynamic at play. And just surprised to see gold sell off the way that it's selling off. Big strong move yesterday, a little bit more overnight. And that just leans into that little bit of dollar strength, which we're seeing play out a little bit. I mean, we can do additional analysis on these markets, which is like a diagonal trend line. So we've got this. You got this sort of dynamic behind it. You got descending triangles as well in these markets. So we've still got some technical structures for this market to adhere to, but we've really made no progress in the last 2 days, really, in markets like the S&P and the NASDAQ. And we were certainly expecting, a move in either direction, and it's just hasn't really appeared. So we can continue to sort of work with this broad backdrop. Our bias is still very much to the upside in US oil. So let's have a look elsewhere. Bit of sideways price action for the S&P and the NASDAQ. And really, I suppose some of the elements that you would expect in a bit of weakness haven't really materialized. So is it complacency? Is it resilience, which is what we keep hearing about? It's probably a little bit of everything. We did say there was a window of opportunity with Trump sort of pushing the kicking the can down the road and keep postponing what they're doing. And it's certainly leading to that level of uncertainty. Now, I suppose there is skepticism as well that Donald Trump would actually impose any further meaningful tariff. That we've seen what happens when he tries to drive home the Liberation Day tariffs from April the 9th. We saw when he brought those in the morning, he reversed in the afternoon. So he was held to account very quickly. We saw long-term bond yields spike very, very aggressively, and he was able to sort of pivot on that. So look, just a bit of a pullback in the Dow Jones. We're still sort of a little bit more weaker than we are positive. The German DAX is a decent rally. We've kind of pulled back now. This is a structural failure trade to the upside. We've got strong resistance levels just above these prices. Okay. The UK FTSE 100. It's looking a little bit more constructive. Sorry, that's on the hourly time frame. So let's have a look at the daily. There's your all-time highs just above it, just like the DAX and the Nikkei. A few question marks over the Nikkei. Okay, so we're looking for further momentum to the downside. There's your downward trend. We're not really seeing the follow-through in the dollar that we were probably expecting. These are now just pulling back a little bit. So we still have a downside bias, but we just got to be mindful now. Look at the dollar yen. The dollar's continuing to strengthen against the yen. Let's just see how the performance is. Right, okay, so it's just It's just the euro yen, pound yen are just accelerating away. We're close to breaking these highs now for the pound. There was a time there a few weeks ago where we'd be looking for opportunities for the yen to start to strengthen, and because the BOJ have kind of backed off their rate hikes, it's led to a bit of a strong spike with a strong euro in the euro yen. So it kind of does fit, but if the BOJ start to, and the point at which they start to point towards more rate hikes, you'll probably see the yen begin to strengthen, and it will strengthen probably very, very quickly as well. So dollar yen, dollar Swiss. Yesterday, the Swiss strengthened just a little bit. Just a bit of an indecisive day yesterday, not that much clarity. We even got a rally this time yesterday to the upside in the Aussie dollar, and then it just pulled back off the highs for the rest of the day. We're looking a little bit more constructive now as things stand. So New Zealand, we pulled back into this low. So this might not be a bad hedge trade if we wanted to clearly a little bit of support. It would be a hedge trade against our euro dollar and pound dollar trades. Just ending with commodities. So this dollar strength trade is playing out in markets like gold, and it is a little bit in the euro and the pound, but not as much as we would have anticipated. And yesterday we got some continuation. You can see the 200 daily period moving average. Prices pulled back below that. But if we get above this high in here, it then becomes strong support. And then that brings us full circle to the S&P 500. Okay, so you'd have to say things are looking a little bit more constructive now at this stage. Short-term risk-off market conditions due to broad-based uncertainty around Trump tariffs. We've had a little bit of that move, but not that much. Further indice weakness. So we've got things that are leaning into this type of risk-off trade, and keeping options open is not such a bad idea. Is there an opportunity to sort of add to crude oil? It's a difficult one. We're trading around the 200 period daily moving average. And then when it comes to things like gold, we'd look to be buyers actually at lower prices rather than getting involved in the sell trade. So this pretty much, so yen weakness is clearly a moving trade. We're up at extended highs now, so you need to get a bit of a pullback in those trades. And the New Zealand dollar is the only real hedge trade so far, with some further dollar strength. So I guess we can stick with our current trade plan as things currently stand. That's what. And nothing's really changed with regards to that. So really, we're looking at further indices weakness and looking at further dollar strength. So the reasons why we're sort of leaning into this risk-off trade is we haven't really seen markets price in a more of a hawkish Fed, more of a cautious Fed, that really we need to see where we're at with Trump tariffs before we can probably make a strong decision on if we cut rates, how much are we going to cut rates by. We've got really strong employment numbers in the US, as you know. We've got the threat of higher inflation, We haven't actually got higher inflation just yet. We've got some inflation numbers due out next week. So, but that's probably coming a little bit too early even now. So, and a bit of a negativity around Donald Trump. But let's see where we're at from an AI perspective or a US tech perspective. And that's feeding into this risk-off trade. And this is really why we're still sitting in the US indice weakness trade, along with a bit of a stronger dollar. And we do have those bond yields marginally ticking higher. Okay, so listen, on that note, thanks very much for joining us. We'll let you go. We've just posted the trade plan into today's chat box. So any questions, feel free to reach out. And we'll see you next time, guys. Thanks very much for joining us. And those of you that are joining us for the European trading session, we'll be broadcasting there in about a minute's time. So we'll see you there very shortly. Thanks, everyone. Take care of yourselves. See you next time. Bye for now.